money, that was what everyone said, and is that consistent with the gospel values in your opinion? And yet, what do most of us think about after brunch on Sunday? Our 401ks. Or upside down mortgages, or how are we going to have enough money to send money, more money to our kids, or whatever it might happen to be. So the idea that we are human beings living in a culture and in a society, in a context, in a family, in a community, is not new. In what year is this, Michael? 2016. We were comparing short-term and long-term. Why is this woman here and what we're going to believe her today? Others will be back. Okay, that was great. You probably are aware that I've done this other places. That's the best timer signal I've ever had. Does anybody want to share why you think Jesus came? Yes, sir. Jesus came to guide us. Do you know where we're going? To follow God. Okay? Thank you very much. That was awesome. Anybody else? All right. Well, I'm going to share then. And Michael, can I share what you should share with me? This was beautiful. So Michael said that he believed that Jesus came to be a cleanser. You know, he talked about the cleansing of the temple, that humanity needed a reset or a refresh the same way you refresh a broken link on a web page. That was beautiful and very modern. You can tell that he's, like, younger than I am. But I'll be using that. That'll preach. So Jesus came because we needed things to be different. We needed to be different. I believe that Jesus came so that we could see that even if you get torn apart by wild beasts, sawed in two, crucified on the Christ, if your daughter gets mad at you, moms, or your son or your father gets mad at you, it's okay to do justice, love kindness, and walk humbly with God. It's okay to beat swords into plowshares, says the woman working for the military. It's okay. And dying is not the worst thing. One of the biblical references that Paul gave in our epistle today, the very first one. Anybody remember what that one was? The very first line, he talked about when the Israelites moved through the Red Sea parted because of their faith. But when the Egyptians moved through, it didn't because of their faith. Well, isn't that a setup? You know, I mean, nothing as a trauma and hospital chaplain, nothing just makes me madder than people who think their kid died because they didn't pray hard enough or they didn't pray right. Life is just not fair. And a lot of bad things happen. And I don't know about you, but I don't always do the right thing. Anybody else? I just don't. And I don't always do I don't even always do the things I plan to do. And sometimes I do things I don't plan to do. And sometimes I gossip and some people would say it's because I don't pray hard enough, or I go to this weird Episcopal church where everybody's welcome, or whatever. But here's all that I believe about that Red Sea. There's a midrash that one of the a rabbi many hundreds of years ago wrote about that. And so the Israelites got through to the other side. And do you remember what happened when they got through to the other side? They rejoiced. They rejoiced. That's where Miriam's songs come from. They played timbrels and they were dancing and singing. Wouldn't you be relieved if you hadn't drowned? Wouldn't you be relieved if Pharaoh's army didn't capture you and kill you? Wouldn't you be relieved if you escaped from being taken into slavery? I would be. I might sing and dance a little bit too. So the angels flew down from heaven to see what was going on because the singing was so amazing. And they picked up the song of the Israelites who had been saved, and they flew back up to the heaven, to the throne of God. And they thought that God would be rejoicing. And instead he was crying. And he said, I don't understand. Your people Israel have been saved. And he said, yes, but my people Egypt have been drowned.
So Jesus had this mission that was about loving God and loving neighbor. Not about him loving God and loving neighbor. He was all that in his person, right? Our God and our neighbor. It was for us to love God and to love neighbor. And others know we love God only how we love our neighbor. And loving is what? It's really hard. Especially when other people or we ourselves are unlovable. Especially when there's money involved. Especially when there's territory involved. Especially when there's huge differences of opinion involved. Is anybody looking forward to November? Everybody's looking forward to November because of the rancor and because it's so hard to even open your mouth to a son, a father, a mother, a daughter, a sister-in-law. I'm very fortunate. In my family, we all vote the same. We can actually eat together during election time. But many families cannot. It's very, very, I know I'll lose friends this election cycle because I simply don't agree with them. But more than that, we have wars, right? I've worked for the military. Many of us have worked for, currently work for the military. How many of us? Yeah. We have a lot of stuff like that going on. So what Jesus did was he came with a mission to say that there is nothing that we really need to fear, that we can actually put love first. We actually can forgive the person who has hurt us terribly, stolen from us, cheated on us, left us for another man. Whatever it might be, we can do that. We can be with each other during the most difficult of times. We can give our last dollar to someone who needs it more than we do. We don't really have to be afraid of anything. So Jesus had this mission that was putting him under a great deal of stress. Did you ever think in the gospel you'd read about somebody being stressed out? I mean, isn't that kind of modern? No, Jesus was stressed out. He had a hard job being Savior to the world. And he had this mission, and it made some people really mad. It made them mad enough to kill him. So Jesus had this mission to bring about peace and justice and mercy on the earth. And to fulfill the mission, he has a church. That's us. So, if you're part of that mission, is something you're not really pursuing right now because you're not sure what it is, or because you might be afraid of somebody being mad at you, or you might be afraid of whatever. I get afraid. I care about my 401k. I want people to approve of me. But if there's something that God has for you to do, even if you're 90 years old, anybody 90 here? If there's still something left that you're afraid to pursue, do it anyway. Take the risk. Live large. It really will be okay, even if it doesn't feel like it right now. Amen.